And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower, by golly. I mean, giving you all the truth you can slap on a bumper sticker. I'm talking about pulling pins on truth grenades. Y'all, I'm talking about saving the world one soundbite at a time. All of them. All of it. All at one time. So my next dipper is called Sowing Discord. I don't know if you heard this or not, but the President of the United States, Donald Trump, has made known that he intends, if he hasn't already done so, he intends to declare Antifa as a terrorist organization. Come on. Yes. Here's a couple of issues. Terrorist organization? Yeah, I think they qualify. Look at what they've done around the nation. You're talking about people who are masked and sowing discord everywhere, rioting in the streets, criminal actions, burning down city blocks, taking over whole sections of places like Portland and Seattle, and declaring their chops, their basically their government-free zones where they're in charge. I mean, you can't have this and it be considered normal. It's not normal. Trump has designated Antifa as a major terrorist group. The problem they're going to have is, for the most part, Antifa is technically a decentralized organization. There are people that claim Antifa affiliates, but they don't have any like national leadership. There's no headquarters. They don't have the big fundraising. They're not like, you know, like back in the day with the Irish Republican Army also had Sinn Féin, which was their, you know, their political arm, and they raised money. It's not like that for the most part. But I will tell you that there's a lot more organized activity than you might have imagined. As I began to look into this, I began to realize there are definitely some groups out there that are wackadoodle and Antifa affiliates. And some of them are true violent organizations. Like you've got some, like one of them is called the Armed Queers SLC. There it is. Armed Queers SLC. They were involved in rallies with Elizabeth Warren. And the leader of it is an Iranian transgender who said in her last interview, sometimes violence must happen. Okay, these are dangerous. Well, Trump came out and said most recently, he said, I am pleased to inform our many USA patriots I am designated Antifa, a sick, dangerous, radical left disaster, as a major terrorist organization. I will also be strongly recommending that those funding Antifa be thoroughly investigated in accordance with the highest legal standards and practices. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Okay. Do not forget, during the summer of love with the riots, and it was not all, by the way, related to the opportunities to request that the world pay attention to racial injustice and George Floyd. No, it was an opportunity for chaos. Most of these groups do nothing but sow discord. When you look at Antifa, you are not finding an organization that has a plan for what to do next. They are not calling upon a different vote. They're not looking for an agenda item to be put in place. They're not calling for certain candidates to be promoted over others. They just want chaos. And when you watched what happened in places like Portland, where they attacked over and over again the federal courthouse in Portland, there is also any number of things where you saw like Antifa rioting and there would be pallets of bricks. Remember this? Pallets of bricks would show up on street corners. Like, where did the pallets of bricks come from? Who paid for the pallets of bricks? And they would show up right before the protest and no one could figure out how they got there, but there's a pallet of bricks. And what did that pallet of bricks do? It became a pallet of weapons. And then there were like, you'd see rental trucks pull up. And all of these shields that were made out of, like, you know, 50-gallon drums cut in half and face shields and all kinds of equipment being given out. Some of it was emblazoned with logos, and every bit of it looked very organized. You're thinking, somewhere, somehow, there is a measure of monetary gain being given to these organizations, and they can buy stuff and then deliver stuff. And who rented the truck to bring it down here? And where did they make all this? And why is that looking so organized? No, they're not near as decentralized as you might think they are.
And there's an Antifa connection to this shooting of Charlie Kirk.
Yes.
I'm not sure if he directly was an Antifa member, Tyler Robinson, but he had Antifa writings on his bullet casings. You know, Bella Chow, the anti-fascist song, which is what Antifa stands for, anti-fascist. There's a lot of Antifa groups that go on places like Discord, stream chat, and they, you know, encourage each other to do acts like what Tyler Robinson did. So I think this is fully warranted.
I think it's absolutely fully warranted. At the very least, we need to find out who's funding them and how pallets of bricks and things like that show up at street corners. There is some measure of sowing of discord, of chaos that is being promoted, and it's got backing. And I don't mind knowing that someone's going to look into it, because for the last 4 years, the Biden administration ignored it. And it was allowed to continue growing. And you've got, you know, any number of organizations out there that are definitely funding this stuff. I want to know what's going to happen. So I got a piece from Daily Signal. We'll talk about it. What happens now as Trump has designated Antifa a terrorist organization? Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, just covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Yeah. Y'all want to talk about this show? This one, it goes like from Huntsville back over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden. I mean, all the way down to that loveliest little village on the plains we call Auburn, straight across the line from there to what we call once again, Fort Benning. Yeah. And big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. And that's just the radio. And then there's all y'all out there in the whole wide world going to the World Wide Web, live streaming the show, live streaming, video, audio, all of it. Places like YouTube, X, Rumble, Facebook, our website, rightsidemedia.org. And then, yep, oh, by the way, there's all you podcasters who catch it after the fact. And we just, JP told me yesterday, have over 350,000 downloads of that podcast of the show. I say all that to say we can see it. We know where you're picking up on the show. And it means the world to us. The fact that y'all do that, I mean, I still can't get over the fact that I get to sit here and share my thoughts and share my heart on this microphone for 3 hours a day, and people actually listen. And so thank you very much. We appreciate you on a thankful Thursday more so than ever. So I just said a moment ago that President Trump is declaring Antifa as a terrorist organization. I think they've earned it. I think they've earned that moniker, and they've been getting away with crap like you would not believe. In fact, one of the things that really irritates me right now is the left saying, we shouldn't have ICE agents wearing masks, and they never say a thing about masked Antifa thugs rioting in the streets and threatening people and abusing people and burning things and taking over city blocks and calling it a chop zone or a CHAZ or whatever they want to call it. So what happens now? If you get an official designation as a terrorist organization, does that change things? I mean, what happens? Well, so first of all, I will say this. White House spokeswoman Abigail Jackson told the Daily Signal in a piece that I've got in my calloused former paratrooper hands. She said, left-wing organizations have fueled violent riots, organized attacks against law enforcement officers, coordinated illegal doxing campaigns, and arranged drop points for weapons and riot materials and more. Yeah. So the Trump administration is going to get to the bottom of this vast network inciting violence in American communities. And that's just it. If you Google the phrase outside agitators, you will find that in almost every major riot that we've seen in the last few years, there are always allegations that large numbers of the participants were actually outside agitators, almost like professional rioters, traveling around the country. There were any number of times when we saw things like in the pro-Palestine campus takeovers, remember those? In places like, you know, Columbia and Yale and all the... And where they were taking over college campuses and seizing the dorms and seizing the libraries or whatever the case may be, you would see some of the same faces. Wait a minute, that guy, wasn't he in the picture we saw at the other riot? Yes, he was. You know why? Because some of them are professional outside agitators. How did they get paid? Where are they coming from? Do they have no jobs? Maybe this is their job. So what happens if Trump designates Antifa as a terrorist organization? Well, first of all, take into account what I just described to you is a clear indication that a lot of these riots and antisocial activities and you know the protests and the attacks on police, those are not organic. Those didn't spring up. They were not grassroots. They were not organic. They were organized. Now, there will be organic participants, and there will be professional agitators who go in there and stir up the crowd. But the reality is, what we're finding more and more is there's something in the background that is giving some measure of backing and credibility and funding to these organizations. So what happens? Well, number one, you've got to look back at the history and why this is even necessary. In the June 2020 Summer of Love, right? The May through June timeframe when the riots are going crazy, over $2 billion in insurance payouts alone for damage. $2 billion. It was the most costly riot and civil order catastrophe in the nation's history, taken as totality. 26 Americans, 26 were killed in these riots. 26. But the designation now as a terrorist organization actually gives, like, federal law enforcement can have enhanced capabilities. They'll be able to do things like block the organization's funding. They'll be able to seize assets as needed because it's how they can help deter additional events. The legal systems will be able to deter, like enjoin their financial transactions, stop their bank accounts from paying for more pallets of bricks. You'll be able to prioritize federal resources to deal with the issue. There's even something that comes into play that I think should have already been in play, and that's part of Title 18 of the U.S. Code, Section 2101, that literally talks about the criminalization of interstate travel or the use of interstate commerce, including, and by the way, including things like mail, telephone, radio, television, all of it, to incite riots, organize, promote, or encourage riots, or commit acts of violence. In other words, these professional agitators that are traveling around bringing their pallets of bricks. There's actually a section of the U.S. Code that criminalizes that activity. And yet there's been no investigation of any substance, in part because they've always been talked about as, well, it's, you know, it's kind of an organic thing. These kids just sprang up and, you know, it was like copycats. They just put on the black attire and use the black flag. And I mean, they're like friggin' ISIS in America. It's just ridiculous. And we're going to say there's no organization here? Who paid for all this stuff? Is it really just college kids springing up out of nowhere, funding it themselves, buying the pieces, parts for their gear on Amazon? What are we seeing here? And no, the effort being put behind the investigation now is going to be enhanced because of a designation of terrorist activity. By the way, there's other organizations that are out there that you can see right now. We know they're there. I mentioned a minute ago that there's some serious organization in terms of this new breed of extremist that's really concerning. Like, there's one that calls itself the Elm Fork John Brown Club. And they got a guy named Benjamin Song, which I think is a transgender. But Song used to be like this run-of-the-mill, black-clad Antifa guy on the street. But now he's got his own group, and he calls it the Trans and Queer Identity Issues, and they basically teach leftist militants how to use firearms and be prepared for civil war. Interesting. We've got the guy who went by the name of Ziz. His name is Jack Ziz Lasota. He was part of a transgender murder cult. Okay. Went on a multi-state skilling spree. I don't even remember this. I did look this up and find out more about it. Killed 6 people. His whole ideology was anarchism. And they revered characters who were part of mass killings. You have any number of groups like this out there that latch on to these like lost souls on the internet and then sort of become almost cult-like in their following. And a lot of them are true radical leftists. And then the transgender murder cult is a part of it. I've got one right here, a piece on the Daily Wire. And this came out today. A 10,000 member strong, they say, Daily Wire, I mean, they're saying it, a 10,000 member strong group that calls itself the Socialist Rifle Association has been conducting weapons training for transgender and Marxist-Leninist extremists. Now, they got their own Second Amendment rights. No one's saying they don't. But when they start stocking up on assault rifles and tactical gear and training people how to go out and riot and carry their firearms to the riots, you get a little concerned, right? Somebody should be looking into it. I mean, man, we had unarmed people at the January 6th event being excoriated and sentenced to prison, and yet you got events like now where you've got murder cults and left-wing organizations that are being funded by background organizations that you just wonder about. And I'm telling you, it's concerning. Trump is right to name Antifa as a major terrorist group. And we'll watch and wait and see how this plays out. That being said, we got plenty more on the plate, but I'll tell you right now, I got plenty of text messages. Let me grab a few of these. John N. from Huntsville says, Phil, your question regarding paying the Antifa and their like, just look through how easy it is to send money through the various cash apps. I have seen that. In fact, I dealt with that in a lawsuit as an attorney. Someone stealing from their grandmother, and their choice was to use Cash App and credit debit card transactions. And that's exactly what they were doing. You also got these NGOs like Chirla out in California. Chirla, C-H-I-R-L-A. And I've forgotten exactly what it stands for. I've got it in one of my articles right here. But you can look at that, man. Chirla. Tell me what it stands for.
The Coalition of Humane Immigrant Rights.
That's it. They claim to be a humane immigrants' rights organization. They funded a lot of the rioting in L.A. most recently that Trump had to send the National Guard in to help quell. Because they got a ton of money from the state of California to do things related to, quote-unquote, immigration rights. And their version of dealing with it was to help the rioters. So basically, the taxpayers of California helped pay the people to riot, to burn down their stores. Go figure. Joe in Tennessee says, the SEIU needs to be classified as terrorists. Joe, I don't think a labor union is going to suddenly become a terrorist organization, but I hear where you're coming from, man. I feel your pain. John from Rossville, Georgia says, I was raised in Lancaster, PA, and our county was a town called Intercourse. Yep. And because it was an intersection of two more towns, Paradise and New Holland, and the Amish in that area did not know the meaning of the uncapitalized word. Okay. I'm not going to read the rest of the text. I'm going to stop there. John, thank you.
Yeah.
Yellow Dog Mike checking in. Yellow Dog Mike, what you got? He says, just fact checked your comment on bricks for Portland riots. It's a lie. Get JP to check it. Really? Because there were pallets of bricks that showed up, and I didn't say just for Portland. I said for the riots. You look back on it, man. There were pallets of bricks that would show up at riots, and you can't tell me they weren't. He just fact checked it. He fact checked it. Where'd he fact check it? Axios? What'd you do, go to the Daily Beast? You read an article in Mother Jones, Yellow Dog? Come on. Ben from Decatur says, perhaps pizza to use the stuff we had. What? What are we doing?
I'm pretty sure that was a text for somebody else.
Yeah. So, Ben, just in case you're trying to text somebody else about getting pizza for dinner, you texted it to us. Just saying. All right, listen, we're taking a break. We'll come right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.